According to the regular rules of halacha, we probably missed Purim already. Because the Gemara says in the Maseches Megillah, there was some Tanoim who say that you have to lay in the Megillah Dvar Mitzayim in other Aleph, on the Rishon. Why? That's a cloud that permeates all of the mitzvahs at Torah. When you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah, you do it at the first possible moment. So one time it says, Tach, you should have lain very 2 weeks ago, it's not too late. Baruch Hashem, for us, we don't pass like that Tana. Why don't we pass like that Tana? So like, well, there's another reason. The Gemara says the Tanoim would disagree the way we pass in, that you have to wait till the Sheni to do mitzvahs, not with any of the mitzvahs, is because Mesbach Ula Geula Adif. It's more important to have Purim as a lead up to Pesach, within 30 days of Pesach. That's doicha, the clown Allah Mevinon. That's how we pass in Allah. So it's clear that that's a chiddush. I would have said the first time. But we defer to the Pesach. So you see that Mesbach Gula Gula is very, very important. It's critical. Changes when Purim is, basically. Mesbach Gula Gula. That connection between the Gula of Purim and the Gula of Pesach is also critical in the famous comment of Rashi on Mishnichnas Adar Mar Misimcha, which technically, again, according to some, maybe it started already a month ago. L'chol HaDeis did not start when? For sure did not start when? L'chol HaDeis. Did not start today. Today is not Adar yet. I mean, it's Adar Rishon. So the one Rishon. If you think Mishnichnas Adar applies to Adar Rishon also, then it started 28 days ago. If you think it only applies to Adar Sheni, last we checked in the calendar, all Aleph Adar is tomorrow. I mean, what do you want? You can only have the musical party today. There's no school tomorrow. So, okay, so, okay. But it was not a Mishnah Chazal of Chol HaDeis. It wasn't one Tana, one sheet under the sun. It was beautiful, but it wasn't. So the Misnagad in me, I'm sorry, guys. You know, it's nice. Okay. Why is Mishnah Chazal of Simcha? So what is Rashi, a famous comment? Rashi says, because of the beautiful, wonderful days that are upon us, you make Purim for Pesach. Last we checked, Pesach does not fall out in the month of Adar. What does Rashi mean? You made Purim for Pesach. Obviously, what does Rashi mean? Mishnichas Adar Mar Simcha does not mean that only the month of Adar is happy. It means Mishnichas Adar, once Adar begins, that's the beginning of a happy season. How long does that season last for? 2 months. So, I mean, at least till the end of Pesach. Mishnichnas Adar Ma'avim B'Simcha doesn't end Baruch Chodesh Nisan. It goes Ad Bad B'Chlal. Maybe all of Nisan, I don't know, but definitely at least at the end of Pesach, because you made Pesach and Purim, it's Zimbal. So also, here Rashi also is connecting that somehow there's the Simcha, Purim and Pesach, somehow connected to one another, which is a very strange concept. Because for about 1,000 years of Jewish history, there was no Purim yet. So the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, until Purim happened, Adar didn't mean anything. Yidal Adar was meaningless. Moshe Rabbeinu knew Baruch HaKadosh, because Baruch Hashem, there's going to be a Purim, there's going to be a Belavish, a Herald of Moshe Rabbeinu, a Filim of Megillah. But that doesn't mean to say they were laying the Megillah in the Midbar. Nobody said that. Okay? Moshe Rabbeinu was told about it. Maybe told Klaus of Baruch, I don't know, but nobody was, the Mitzvah Yom weren't taking place in the Midbar, that's for sure. So what is it all of a sudden, this Chadish, this idea, 1,000 years after Matan Torah, that Purim and Pesach are connected? What's the connection? So the Gemara's lashon in Megillah is Mesbach Geula Geula. So the Gemara is calling both Pesach as Zman Geula and Purim as Zman Geula, which is very, very strange. Because the Chor, Purim is not as Zman Geula. The Ramban, beginning of Sefer Shmos, defines what Geula means based on actually this week's Parsha. The Ramban says, what's been Geula? Sefer Shmos is called the Chazal Sefer Geula. It's not called Exodus as a Goyish name. Called the Sefer Geula. Why is it called the Sefer Geula? So the Ramban says, because it ends with Geula. What is the definition of Geula? Hashuras Hashchina. It ends with Kianan, Hashem, Lenich Bez B'chol Maseya. Dosh is Geula. That's it. That is the definition of Geula. Hashuras Hashchina. So it's stated in Ramban. So Kozman, they had Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was the step of Geula. So that matter that Binyan Mishkan, the completion of the Mishkan, Hashuras Hashchina, the Anan is Sheichin, Leinu B'nei Soch Lomaseyem, Tos is Geula, says the Ramban, Hashuras Hashchina. So I understand that Yitzis Mitzrayim is a Zman of Geula because there was Hashuras Hashchina, Yitzis Mitzrayim, as a Makkas Kishbrach, there's a Kriyas Yamsuf, there was Hashuras Hashchina, it wasn't complete to the Mishkan, but when we sit down to our Seder tables and we're celebrating Aniv Lo Malach, Aniv Lo Sarah, we're celebrating, You know, Hinei Yad Hashem Hoyev B'Mikne Chashem B'Sondu, demonstrating, you know, Hanis Lakim Mavol HaKachza, Kodesh Baruch Hu's deal, for Al Vaida, it's recognizable, it's the Yad Hashem, it's Ashur HaShechina. So I understand the Pesach is Zman Gula, according to Ramban Tzev Shem Purim, Zman Gula. Purim's a great story. I love it. It's a phenomenal story. Drama, intrigue in the palace. Ashur HaShechina, there's a Shechina in Purim. There's a Shechina. If you would have tapped Achashverosh at the shoulder at the end, was Hashem here? What? Hashem? Where? Who? Where? What? Chavona knew that Kadosh Baruch Hu was around. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't there for Chlal. If you would have tapped Paro on the shoulder and asked him a Kriyas Yamsam, do you get it? Got it. Okay. A little bit too late, but I got it. Right? Hashem Atzadik Ben Yivarim Hashem. Okay, I got it. No, been there, done that. Okay, we got it. What can I do? A little bit too late. Lost a few chariots along the way, but now we got Hashem is here. So Ashur HaShechina was definitely present. So some of Chazal telling us, as the Gevaldiki said, that Ashur HaShechina does not require Isis and Motsim. Ashur HaShechina does not require seas to be split and Makas Becheris to occur. A grandiose cult of Brachim. Sometimes that accompanies Ashur HaShechina, but not always. Very often there's Ashur HaShechina, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Melachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is lo ba'esh, lo ba'mayim, lo ba'ruach. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes called the Mamadaka, the whisper. That's the din for Ashur HaShechina. That's the halacha of the Ashur HaShechina. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence can be seen, it doesn't have to be seen in all of its visible external glory. When you connect the dots and you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here behind the scenes, that's a parasha for Ashur HaShechina. I'll tell you a secret. In a certain sense, it's a more important parasha for Ashur HaShechina. That's the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. He elaborates upon that. The Nisim Galuyim, as great as they are, don't happen that often. Every couple of hundred or thousand years of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, splits seas and does, you know, these remarkable events on the Eda. And most of the time, it's very, very quiet behind the scenes, like most of our life. 99% of our life is not these grandiose, glorious moments of Ashur HaShechina. Most of it is quiet. Plugging away, connecting dots to the Taisus here, and the Taisus there, and the Chazoka here, and the Safik Tumah here. Most of our lives are not that, you know, wow, you know, grandiose akophis, you know, and around the Kosel. Most of our lives are not that ne'ila, you know, that we've been waiting for 40 days in yeshiva, you know. Most of our lives are coming to Davin, coming to Seder, giving Shabbos, observing the mitzvahs, from the Chavera. That's most of our lives. Perhaps the message of the Mes Bechul Lagula is for the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, there was a lot of Ashur HaShechina that was very visible. Ba'is Rishon, Nisim Galuyim, there were Nevi'im walking around performing Ochal HaMoisim. You could hear Kom Hashem wherever you went, thousands and thousands of Nevi'im. A lot of things were Nigla. So for the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, almost Pesach was enough. Because the whole lives were Pesach. Come to the end of Ayis Rishon, Rubatum aren't working anymore, Shechina's not here, the Oren is Nignas, the Nevi'im are coming to an end. We're entering into a different tkufa in Jewish history where we're going to have to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in less obvious ways. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu did a phenomenal nes for us in a way that's now matim for the way Jewish history is going to take this turn of Kol Dama Medaka. You now have to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the palace intrigue. You have to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chavona's in the right place at the right time. You have to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Boom, everything works out. All the pieces of your puzzle work out together. Quiet, still. Kadosh Baruch Hu is barely present. Barely, it has to bond him. You can barely see him, but he's there. If you just look and connect the dots, close enough. The Mesbach Ula Geula. Purim has to come in the calendar right before Pesach. Purim has to be, because if your whole life is going to be sitting around and waiting for the Pesachs, So then you're going to be very disappointed, because in this world, you're not going to find Pesach too often. Maybe we want a mikdash, there'll be a bisa. They said mikdash, because Baruch Hashem will become much more nigla, but for most of the time right now, in the world that we live in, Tobias Goyal, it's going to be a time of Purim. Purim has to set the stage for Pesach. Right now, we're in the parish of Purim. Purim, the Meslu Gula Gula. If you get the Purim story down right, then you'll be able to get to the next level, because Rachel will come back once again and bring the Pesach and Nisim Galuyim back in front of us as well. So, Mishnichas Adam Arab Simcha, it's a tremendous man of Simcha, it's a tremendous man of Gula, because Purim is a man of Gula. It's a Gula of Ashuas HaShchina, behind the scenes of Ashuas HaShchina. Okay.